He didn't seek God because he loved you. Oh, does he love me? I feel it right now, the glow.
You can't take what I... the glory of God is all over me. I feel it.
Good morning, and thank you. Welcome to the living room. You're on the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're glad that you're here. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we glorify your holy name. Lord, we don't even begin to understand what holy means. It's beyond our understanding. There's such heavy purity within your being. Oh, we thank you that there's no darkness within you at all, that you're all light. Your light is so powerful that no one can stand in your presence without supernatural help. Lord, purify us and cleanse us, sanctify us, justify us. Fill us with your Holy Ghost, we pray. We give you praise. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom today. We thank you, Lord, for illuminating your holy word. Thank you for touching our minds, our spirits, our whole being, that we can receive the good news from your throne room. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Luke chapter 21, starting in verse 25. Jesus is speaking. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Then in Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 1, it says, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Then in Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 33, it says, So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Father, thank you for your words of warning. Help us to look up. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us to watch for you, Lord God. We need you every moment to keep us ready for you. And Lord, we pray that you would ready us today. We pray that you would touch us by your Spirit. We pray that you would move upon Brother Freedom, Lord, as we expect you to do, and as we hope that you will do, Lord, and as we trust you to do, that you would touch him with your mighty anointing, Lord, and give him the words from heaven to speak out to all who would listen. And I pray that you would open up the ears of everyone who tunes in to this broadcast, Lord, that they would hear from you and not from a man, but they would hear from you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for your coming that's just around the corner. We don't know if it's today or tomorrow or next week or next year or 10 years from now, but we know it's soon. Thank you for helping us to be ready for your coming. Thank you for helping us to be the wise virgins looking for your coming and having our oil of the Holy Spirit filled in our lives and our daily walk with you. Thank you for being with us again today. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing upon Brother Freedom and upon all of us who are here to listen to your word. Thank you for your precious love and your mercy that endures forever. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. Surely this is your day, and we rejoice and we're glad of it. We thank you for all the good and perfect gift that you give us with all the blessings. Oh, how you help us through life. We don't see it, but you're there. Your angels even go before us. Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes to you this day. And we thank you for salvation. We thank you for what Jesus did upon the cross, why he died, bled for us, that we might, our sins could be removed, and be put in the sea of forgetfulness, and you never remember them no more. And we thank you for that special hope. You are that hope that we need in this last days when this world gets dark. We know that you're the light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. And we know that most perfect day is coming soon. And Lord, we rejoice this day. We're glad of it. We thank you for our Savior. We thank you for what he did for us. We thank you for how he sent the Comforter, that how he would reprove the world of sin, lift up the love of Jesus. We thank you for what he's done. We thank you for the power that he gives us. We thank you for the witness he does upon us. We thank you in Jesus' name, amen. We're living about the most outstanding time it's ever been in this world. I really believe it. The Lord's coming back very soon. And who's going to be ready? I believe there's going to be many that's going to miss it. And one of the big issues, there's lots of them, but one of the big issues, we're a people that thinks we have need of nothing. And when we say that, we're zeroing God out. He is our everything. We should say, he is sufficient to help me. The Lord's very touchy. Needs to be how we remarks are made towards him. People that jest, foolish jest against the Lord is very, I would call them stupid, but they're, I won't say stupid, they're very, not where they should be. And pastor and give jokes is not, God's thinking is not our way of thinking. We think something might be alright, but it's God that we gotta please. And Bible says we don't know the mind of the Lord. We come by being around him. Him get into our heart. And he gets into our heart. We don't get into his heart. He gets into our heart. But we got to open the doors. Well, our church years ago when I was a little kid, we used to have this, really taught me a lot. Jesus was knocking the door. And that door, that we had our hands in the door. And he couldn't come in because we have to open our doors up, heart up to God. A lot to that. We go to that story, the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. We can take that with our up-to-date being where we are. We can place ourselves someplace in there, maybe. But 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They were all virgins. So there's something about the heart that makes the virgin distinct or wayward. Now, the wise virgins, they knew they were going to have oil for the trip to be able to be ready when he was coming back, and they needed to have their lights shining. So they got prepared for that day. They prepared and got themselves oil, trimmed their lamps, and then they was looking. They was taking visual. They was looking for his coming. The foolish, we got plenty. We don't need it. We're so, you know, we're the biggest church in town, and we don't need nothing because we got so many, and we get people saved all the time, and people get healed here in our church, and they get all this stuff, but yet they need something. The saying is, we don't get too high that we all have to have clothing. It's something we have to put on all the time.
is clothing. And that's what the Spirit of God is clothing for a spiritual man. We got to put clothing on us. It's not, our nakedness is not seen. It's talks about that in Revelation. So we can't brag about nothing that we have. It's only by the grace of God that He gives us this time, this period of time right now to live. For every minute of our life, He can shut it off or turn it on. If He keeps turning on, you just keep on existing. But there's that time when every one of us is going to, our point in time is going to end. It's what we've done in the past that's going to count. And then the future depends on where you are with the Lord. And that's what we're talking about now. Where are we going to be when the Lord comes? For the wise, we know they were ready. They were ready when the Lord comes. But the foolish, they squandered oil, and they said, let's go out and buy. They went to the righteous, the wise. They couldn't. They said, we sell to you, we'll have none. And the point that God brought up to me, the Lord brought up to me the other day, is so we say we're always excuses and we don't want to do it because where our family's at. Well, the Bible says, Jesus said, if you think more of father, mother, brother, sister, Jesus said this before He left. He said, you're none of mine. This life that we have is so valuable, and yet we got to save our life by the Spirit of God. Now, I wish my whole family, I never had that luxury all of my life. They thought I was too churchy, but I love the Lord. But a lot of families said, you know, they're not going to do nothing. The whole family does it. God says we don't own our lives. We've been bought with a price. Bought with a price. Jesus' blood on the cross. If Jesus Christ saved us, paid in full, that we might have a class A life with the Lord. A lot of us go out there and we'll do like the foolish. We say, well, we don't need that much. I got me a motorhome. I got me a plane. I got me boats. I got cars. I got all the things. I can go take trips when I want to go. And I can do all these things. And I'm doing fine, Lord. I pay my tithes. I keep you. And I go once a week to church. And hopefully I'm still around. You know, by this day, we'd go motorhomes, go curl around all the time. And those people are included. Because they always wander and I don't believe a lot of them have got the Lord Jesus in their heart. Maybe they do, but hopefully they all do. But people don't tell God to see where we are inside. We don't fool God. In Revelations, He went to me and says, you need me. And they said, no, we have need of nothing. And God says, yeah, but I see you're needy. You're poor, wretched, blind, and all these cues down the list. But they didn't make it. We, our help comes from the Lord. How we want to describe it is our way, but I can't make one inch a day without the Lord's help. We live in a world of so much gravity. Sin has a pull. And everything you have, like I'm learning about it now, everything I get, it falls down. Then I gotta have to worry how I'm gonna get it back up. I dropped this Bible the other day, and I didn't know how am I going to get that up. I cannot reach it. I can't do nothing. It must have taken me an hour before I could slide it and slide like, now you'd laugh, but that's what we are. We're so clumsy in the Lord, we can't even help ourselves. God wants us to grow up and to be people of power. He wanted to have a holy people, but where are they? They're not here. They haven't spent any time with Him. They spend all the time living. But God says, I want you to spend some time with me. And that's the only reason yours truly is here where I am, because I have spent some time with Him. I'm the worst subject he ever got. But He sees some worth of that because I want Him in me. And you need to, everywhere or throughout the world, you need to work at getting Him in your heart and staying there and doing what He says. One time I was going to, working on a cattle way out in the woods, and Lord says, on the way back, there was a full gospel businessman service that night, and I wanted to get back, and Lord says, I don't want you to go. How about that? I said, Lord, I want to go. Yeah, I know it. Would you do it for me? Don't go. I said, what are they going to think about it? He said, what are they going to think? I don't. He didn't care. See, it was all about God, but each one of us have to be subject to His rules. His rules, someone else may not approve of your rules with Him. Like this week, they come up. We don't like you out here sitting by yourself out, and I was actually praying. I couldn't explain to him, but so I finally just, well, okay, I'll go back in. But there's nothing wrong with meditating and praying. But see, the world don't understand it at all. I mean, it was proven they don't understand no part of it. And a lot of Christians don't either. Where are you getting it from? The Lord told me. So we got this is what we got to stay in that groove. It's God. God is the answer. And even if you stay in that groove, you're not in it. You got to stay with God and keep in the groove. It's really easy to get in the mud hole. It's really easy to get away from God. Those five wise virgins had to have a close relation with their God. The foolish did not have that close relationship. They had maybe a mediocre. But when it come to the test of time, those that had a real test had what it took to carry themselves through. That time, the one that didn't, they fell away. They started well, but they didn't finish well. And God wants us to start and finish in the same what direction. That's what we are, is overcomers from the time we get baby to now. It's one day at a time getting closer to God. It's not by going to Sunday school. Sunday school might get you there. But by getting closer to God, we need to be taught that at birth. You need to seek God because He loves you. Oh, does He love me? I feel right now the glory. You can't take what I... the glory of God is all over me. I feel it. You don't feel it, but I feel it. I mean, it's an overwhelming power. The witness is so I can't talk. I don't know. For I say, this says the Spirit of God. Man, where are you? To this world that you live in, do you know your Maker? You just take me by a verbal handshake. That's how you accept me. And you go no further than that. You know, go that I am a spirit, and I live within your hearts. I live within those who will seek me. I desire me, my ones, but you don't desire me. You want that cordial way like the world has. Does not my word declare, come out of this world and be separate, saith the Lord? My people don't understand. It takes time to pray. It takes time to seek your God. Yet you want to go someplace that you're going to be included living in a perfect place forever and ever and ever. And never exert anything while you're on earth. I plan it where you would exert some of your part toward the living God. And I'm bigger than what you can see. I'm bigger than what you know. I'm bigger from you learning to seek me, that you would find me. But I say this land that thou livest, America, you people, have had my name forever. Since the time of the beginning of this nation. But today you've forgotten me, said the Spirit of God. You've forgotten what I have. My witness which is the land. My protection, my guidance, my direction. But oh, people, you're silly. Because your day is coming. We're going to lose. I say those who invest themselves in me this day shall surely find me. Those who seek me, they shall know me. For I shall help them to the days of trouble. And I say trouble is coming upon this earth. No man shall hide from it. It's at the door. You're going to find great disease. You're going to find famine. You're going to see earthquakes, diverse places, many things that cannot be explained by man. It's going to come forth. But I say, they that know me, the Lord thy God in heaven, I shall shield them, I shall protect them, I shall guide them, and I shall deliver them. Man that doesn't believe in what's going on this second. They don't believe that I'm able to speak to an individual, but I am able. I'm able to do all things, says the Spirit of God. I am wiser. I'm calling forth a special people in this last days. My deliverer, it was said the last service, says the Spirit of God. I've heard it through that service, that there was going to be great things that Daniel had prophesied. And yea, I, the Lord thy God, say amen to that. It's going to happen. It'll happen. As surely as this day has arrived. For this coming forth, many of the things have been prophesied are coming to pass. And thou, my people, thou and this world, you need to be ready. See, man cannot even contain me. Man is so far from me. But I wish to live within my people. I want to live within me here to this day. I want to live wherever you are. But you need to seek me. You need to want me. And if you want me, I will surely answer. Does not my word declare that my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show itself strong on behalf of whose hearts is made perfect toward the Lord thy God? I desire my people. I longeth when they will see me in heaven. I long for my children's going to come home. But man cannot understand this. They think heaven is just a few minutes on earth, and then in heaven all the time. But it's a continuation of what took place on earth. I will keep my people. Yes, they were saved by the blood of my son. But yet, it goes a little farther than that. Those that seek me shall surely find me. And when I knock, they will answer. Come, my people, rise this day, and I'll bless thee. Because that day is coming soon when no man shall be able to pray. No man shall be able to do if those days are going to be ended. And what you've done now will continue on for eternity. Whether it's even for heaven or hell, said the Spirit of God. Boy, God has heard in a very special way. People don't understand, but God can get in your heart. I don't know how he does it. I don't go around bragging about it. I don't say that, but I'm just telling the truth. God moves in the serious ways. He used a donkey one time. Said, you know, he got that donkey. Balaam found that out. God is real. We serve a real God. We don't see him, but yet he's everywhere. His reflections are everywhere we are. His air is him. The image of his heart is within us. He enlarges us to where we become a blessing. See, we was born to be a slave to sin. And that slave to sin, we don't have no power. We find ourselves living stupidly. We make mistakes, many, many, many mistakes. And the more closer we get to God, the more we get to perfection. It never stops. It keeps growing all the day till the day that we enter into heaven. God's eyes are upon the righteous. You know, see, that's why we're to seek God. So the Lord told me this, why a lot of churches are not going to make it, because they've never pursued getting their people close to God. It's not a denomination, it's God. It's not the Seventh-day Adventist, the Church of Christ. It's God's church. And we've made the church a business. What Jesus did, he kicked the money changers out of his church. And that's what he's doing now. The church is the biggest business there is. You think about the tithes that come in this land. How the money, but yet they don't know God. Not in a real close way. They know of God. And that's what the Lord told me. He says, my people, they know of me, they don't know me. And I wish for people to know me. It's no sin for God to say that. Now, some people say, that's not fair. Well, yes, it is fair, because God has all the rules. He holds all the credentials. We don't hold nothing. I don't own anything, but he owns everything. We're rich in the millionaire if we know him, because he is our everything. That's when he first started years ago. He told me, he says, I'm going to teach you on caterpillar. I said, how can you teach me on caterpillar? He said, you know. So the guy started showing me this and this and this and this. I said, how do you know it? He said, I was there when it was made, and I give him all the instruction to make it. Yes, I know all about it. Pin a nut down the bottom of his hole I didn't even know there. If you reach down there tomorrow morning and get there, you get your hand in and let him know, like, sort of on the backside, you'll find it right there. So, I feel his presence. God's God. Jonah knew God because Jonah knew that fish was special for him. Nobody else but for Jonah. And what my livelihood and your livelihood is different. God wants to be with you right where you are to the day that you leave this world, going into a place that God's got you for his power, the witness of his life. He feels signs and wonders upon your people. Thus says first, God wants you to be suited up with righteousness. Put on holiness. It says, without holiness, no man's going to see or please God. That's the word of God. I'm so thankful that God had me eat that word. It says, come with you, come with life for me. Yet pastors laughed at me. People found out about it. I said, the Lord just said, don't tell nobody nothing. I said, they need to know. Now they won't receive it anyway. So I started keeping quiet. Lord says, when you go on the internet, don't put your name out nobody. They'll blow you down right away. He wished I'd go a while, so that's what I did, his way. I want you to know out the world there today that if you want Lord Jesus Christ, you can have him. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved. But it takes effort, standing it says that we're to abstain from all appearance of evil. It keeps effort. It does effort. You have to have effort in doing that. Seek righteousness. And it says, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. There's a little bit of an engagement that takes place. Warring. Though we walk in the flesh, we don't war with the weapons of our warfare. They're not kind of pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought to the, this is what the Christian's supposed to do, bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what we've come for. Jesus came to bring this good word all over the world. Well, we're to bring as our living epistles. We don't brag about it. We don't say it to other people. But we live it. We speak it. That word of a head mind, oh boy, that gets people when they, what'd you say? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Didn't see anything wrong, but the world thinks it's wrong. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. My veins are full of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. Millions are going to miss it. Oh, I feel God present all over. Oh, Father, I love you so much. I want to go see you pretty soon, Father. I just love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, nobody understands me anymore, Father, but you love me. Oh, you tell me you love me. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I've lived for years for this day, Father. Thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. I thank you that you're real. Bless this people this day. Bless this land. Let them know you. Let them feel you. Let them know that you are that power, that deliverance, that all things consist and are made by you. We give you praise and glory. We pray and bless the people this day. If they don't understand, they can know that you're real. You're forever faithful. Your eyes are over the righteous. And you'll not fail them. If they'll call on you. They can ask. Even they make mistakes, you'll forgive them. Father, we do praise you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, Father. Thank you.